Hey guys, I'm back and I'm here to talk to you about acne-prone skin. I had a few of you reach out to me and ask for some suggestions on what you should use for acne-prone skin or major breakouts. So let's just get right into it. So something that I think is really misleading, especially, you know, kind of going back to the beauty industry and what they want you to believe. So products like Proactiv, yes, they do work at clearing up your acne, but they're stripping your skin, which ultimately is going to cause long-term aging. It's really going to get that aging process to start a lot sooner than you want. Trust me on that one. So let's just get right into it with cleansers. So what's really important when it comes to acne-prone skin is being gentle on your skin. So acne is already irritation in your skin. So you want to be as gentle as possible with your skin. So finding a super gentle cleanser. I highly recommend the one that I use, the Body Shop Vitamin E Cleanser. It's super gentle. And another thing that I really recommend is a Clarisonic, because it's really going to give you a deep clean without being too harsh. And now they sell all different brush heads for sensitive skin, acne-prone skin, deep cleansing, men. There's such a broad range of the different brush heads. Clarisonic is a little bit pricey, so what I'm going to do for you guys is do a little bit of research on some different ones. I've heard some great things about, I want to say the brand is called Acne Free, and it's carried at like Walmart for maybe like $19.99 or something, and I've heard really great results from that. So I'm going to do some research on that for you guys and circle back to you. But it's really important that you use a really gentle cleanser. You don't want to go crazy with exfoliating, because what exfoliating is going to do is it's going to spread that bacteria that you already have from the acne, which can only result in spreading that acne more all over your face, as opposed to like just targeted areas. Or if you do have it all over your face, it's only going to make it worse. So we want to combat that. So we need to make sure we're using a gentle cleanser. I'll think of a couple more options for you guys if you don't want to try the Body Shop one. And again, I did like the results of the Proactiv. I used that when I was a teenager and I would just get like a little pimple here and there, and it really worked well, but man, is it drying. So you want something that's going to more balance out the pH in your skin. Another thing that's really important is the toner that you're going to be using afterwards to help balance out your pH. So a couple that I really like are from Kiehl's. Not super expensive, and as a matter of fact, you can find them a lot of times at Nordstrom Rack. If you have a Nordstrom Rack near you, go check it out. They carry some really great brands there, some higher-end brands at lower prices just due to overstock. So a couple I'm going to recommend to you from Kiehl's are going to be the glycolic acid toner. This is going to help accelerate the skin cell turnover and balance the natural oils in your skin without stripping anything. And it's gentle enough for acne prone skin. I know a lot of people hear the word glycolic acid and they freak out and they think, oh my God, like it's going to melt my face off. But that's not the case at all. It's going to really help with the skin cell turnover, which is going to help with that acne and getting a little bit deeper. And again, balancing the natural oils in your skin. Another one that I love, 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 love is the Kiehl's Herbal Astringent Lotion. Don't be confused by the word lotion in it. It is a toner, even though it says the word lotion. It's a blue astringent toner. If you do tend to be a little bit more on the dry side with your skin, I recommend just putting a little bit in your hands, and you're just going to dab it only on the, pat it into the areas of your skin that are acne prone. I would not do your entire face if you do tend to be a little bit more dry. If you are a little bit more on the oily side, I would do your whole face. Another thing that you want to make sure you do is find a moisturizer that's best for your skin type. I think kind of what can be a little bit misleading is you equate acne-prone skin to automatically thinking that your skin's oily, so then you gravitate more towards an oil-free moisturizer. No. You don't want to do that. If your skin is more normal, I would use a moisturizer more for normal skin. If your skin is more oily, then I would go more towards an oil-free moisturizer or a fluid texture moisturizer. There's tons out there on the market. Again, I'll do some research for you guys and give you guys some ideas of ones. In the next week to 10 days, I can kind of circle back with you guys with some research that I've done to give you some more options for a fluid moisturizer. And the other step is, of course, going to be a mask. So going back really quick, I know on my last podcast I discussed the importance of exfoliating your skin before using a mask. If you are having really big issues with acne on your face, I do not recommend an abrasive exfoliant on your skin, something more gentle. So the one that I discussed last week from Amore Pacific, it's a powder that turns into kind of a cream on your skin. It's super gentle, not abrasive. It doesn't have that grit that you're usually looking for in an exfoliant, but it's still going to give you a good exfoliant without spreading that bacteria. So I would definitely recommend that with a mask, like a Boschka clay mask. Clay masks are really good for acne-prone skin. Another brand that makes really good clay masks for acne-prone skin is going to be Sephora. They make a charcoal clay mask specifically targeted for problematic skin that I think you'll really like. And again, guys, it's not going to change overnight. And sometimes, unfortunately, it gets worse before it gets better. So just what happens with people a lot of times is we'll use a product, we'll wake up the next day and we're like, oh my God, my skin's not any better, and I actually think it's worse. And that's actually not the case. Sometimes it does have to get worse before it gets better. So it takes at least 5 to 7 days. I almost said 5 to 7 business days. It takes 5 to 7 days to know if a product is working. Now, I will say, like, let's say you put a toner on your skin and your skin immediately turns blotchy red, then I could definitely tell you right now that's probably not the one for you. But as far as, you know, a skincare regimen, you're really not going to know if it's for you until about 5 or 7 days. So hang tight, guys. And if you get that really big cystic acne, I do recommend you going and seeing your doctor, and they can just put you on one cycle of like tetracycline, I think it's called. When I was 19, I went through a really rough period with my skin. It's the only time I really ever had, you know, problematic skin. And it lasted for a good 2 months before I went to the doctor because I just kept thinking that it was going to go away. He put me on one round of a 5 or 7 day antibiotic. I want to say it was called tetracycline. Cleared it up immediately, and I never had a problem with it again. So if it is really that bad, I recommend trying that. But otherwise, let's just get the process started with a gentle cleanser. The Clarisonic is great. I know that it's super pricey, so I'm going to look into some other options for you guys for something similar to a Clarisonic and gentle enough for acne prone skin. Find yourself a great toner and a moisturizer, and then the best spot treatment on the market is Mario Badisco drying lotion. It is incredible. It comes in a really small bottle. I want to say it's $19. Again, I'll do a post on Instagram for you guys with where to buy, what the product is, and the pricing. I've used it for literally 8 or 9 years, maybe, probably even longer than that. My mom introduced it to me when I was a teenager. So yeah, that we're going way back with that one. That's a great, great, great one, and a bottle will last you, I mean, literally years. All it is it's a spot treatment. You take a Q-tip, you dip it all the way to the bottom. Do not shake the bottle. You just go straight from the top down to the bottom. It picks up that clay at the bottom. You do spots on anywhere. You know, if you just happen to get one pimple or multiple pimples, just spot treatment. It's fantastic. Go to sleep with it, wake up, wash your face, and you're good to go. I can tell you it reduces the size of your pimple by at least 50% by the next morning. I'm not even kidding you guys. I would not steer you wrong when it comes to that. I know acne is something that's super embarrassing. So I'm going to really help you guys out with this. So just gentle cleanser, Clarisonic, gentle toner, moisturizer that's best for your skin type specifically, and those masks that I talked about, and then that spot treatment, and you are good to go. So in the future, the next couple podcasts, we're going to do a little bit of talking about dating. I'm going to have a guest appearance from my friend Brianna on rosacea skin issues. I know you guys are asking for a Q&A with my husband Ryan and I, so I'm going to get that going for you, and I'm going to get the questions all written down and get him prepared for that. So I will talk to you guys all soon. Thanks for tuning in again. Have a great day, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.